And now we welcome Kim Severson, Atlanta Bureau Chief, for our partner, the New York Times, back to the program. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
We wanted to talk about this case in the state of Mississippi that you've been covering, which is an apparently racially motivated rampage. The prosecutors say is a premeditated hate crime and intend to prosecute. What are the details?
There's a 48-year-old man named Craig Anderson in a motel parking lot at about 5 a.m., a group of white teenagers in two cars from Rankin County, which is outside of Jackson, about 50 miles away, drove into Jackson, pulled off the freeway, saw Mr. Anderson just kind of fumbling, looking for his keys to get into his car. And this is all caught on a motel security video at this point. You can see the teenagers running back and forth, beating him up. They rob him. And then one teenager, the teenager who's charged with capital murder, guns his pickup truck and runs over Mr. Anderson and leaves him dead on the side of the road.
Now, what is the allegation of what was going on, aside from what obviously is just some horrible brutality caught on a motel camera?
The prosecutors and several, there were some motel clerks who witnessed this, and there's some testimony, too, apparently, although we haven't seen it, but the DA says they have some testimony from the teenagers that they were out looking for an African-American to, quote-unquote, mess with. In Jackson, there's some discussion about whether these kids go into Jackson and do this for do this regularly. That's, again, something we haven't been able to prove. Morris Dees from the Southern Poverty, Southern Poverty Law Center is in town and looking into this. He suspects there may be some loose connection to other hate groups with these teenagers. That, again, is something he's just his word on that. But, you know, it could just be the cultural divide there in Mississippi is so wide still that these teenagers were up partying all night and wanted to go into town, and who knows what they were looking for. Were they looking for drugs? Were they really looking to do this? And ran into Mr. Anderson, who unfortunately was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Now, this happened on June 26th. Why is it taken? Why it seems like it's taken a while to get statewide coverage.
It hasn't gotten a lot of traction. It took the mayor of Jackson till about a week ago to make a public statement. They just had a vigil about a week ago. Part of it is I think you had some police work that was difficult and questionable in the beginning. They've only charged two of the seven kids, and then one was just simple assault. The DA has spent a lot of his time backtracking. He called in the FBI to try to build the case and build up some of this evidence that the Jackson police didn't collect first time around. The family hasn't come forward in part because I think they wanted to avoid a big media circus. They wanted to maintain the integrity of their family. The other interesting thing is Mr. Anderson had been in a 17-year relationship with a man named James Bradfield, and the whole family, you know, it's one big, you know, big extended family. But I think there was a certain amount of hesitancy on certain members of the family about that relationship becoming public, certainly not on Mr. Bradfield's part, but concerns that will they be able to seat a jury that's unbiased if they have a victim who happens to be gay as well as African-American. It's a very complex situation down there.
Well, deeply in family terms as well as racial terms across the state of Mississippi. Kim Severson, Atlanta Bureau Chief, for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.